Odd Year Etude Number 1. In this melodic etude to be used in odd-numbered years, note the words freely and lyrical next to the metronome marking. While keeping the general tempo at quarter note equals 80, allow the musical phrases to be shaped according to the overall structure of the piece. For example, in the third phrase, beginning in the pickup to measure 7, notice that the composer extends the phrase by inserting an ascending sequence of 16th notes in measures 9 and 10 that helps change the mood of the piece momentarily. Measure 11 attempts to bring back the more serene nature of the opening, so it would be musically appropriate to slightly pull back the tempo at the end of this measure. Another sequence occurs in measures 12 and 13, again altering the character of the piece. Make sure to sustain your air between the two-note slurs in these measures. Remember, your musical goal in this sequence is to reach the F on the downbeat of measure 14. The tail end of this phrase in measures 14 and 15 is reminiscent of something you would hear in a Bach cello suite. So, think like a string player here with the large interval leaps. Don't overemphasize the staccato on the downbeat of measure 15. Simply lift your air and put a bit of space between the high D and the low A. Again, envision how a string player would bow this. Pay careful attention to the dynamics throughout this etude and maintain your best legato in terms of your use of air and finger technique. In order to avoid an awkward squeak or voicing mistake in measure 5, lightly articulate the low B flat with a legato tongue stroke. Finally, consider using throat tone fingerings throughout this etude. Tom Ridenour's Clarinet Fingerings book, published by LeBlanc, is an excellent resource that will show you many of these fingerings to learn and incorporate into your everyday playing.